Nearly 300 years after the death of Antonio Stradivarius, the classical music world is paying up more and more millions for his violins, and audiences attend concerts advertised more for their instruments than those playing them. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns asks, should fiddles be calling the tunes?
A few violinists buck the trend. Hilary Hahn has a 19th century viol. Christian Tetzlaff plays an instrument that's actually younger than him. Others are at the mercy of foundations that own and loan strats to players they believe to be worthy. The 42-year-old Gil Shaham is one of the last of a generation that's able to own a fine Stradivari, and even that was a matter of luck.
I guess I was 18 or 19 when I had the opportunity to buy this violin, and I thought this could very well be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so I plunged into debt and started working very hard. And I think, you know, nowadays, I don't know that violinists can earn enough to afford to buy these great works. It might take some moonlighting as a bank robber.
Not all strats may be worth it, but his is. After playing it for 2 decades, he says he's still discovering what it can do.
You know, it's a little bit like I feel, you know, my smartphone's so much smarter than I am. And that's absolutely true about this violin, but maybe to a greater degree, because on the violin, I feel like 20 years later, I'm still just scratching the surface.
However, these violins were made in the age of Vivaldi, when heavy romantic and modern music was inconceivable. Trying to play everything on a Strad, says cellist Clive Greensmith of the disbanded Tokyo Quartet, is complicated.
My cello is really at home in certain repertoire. There's a kind of refinement and a beauty to the tone that really suits the Mozart and Schubert. However, I wouldn't really want to have the cello every day playing Bartok 5.
Even so, recent concerts in Philadelphia and New York advertised rare strats as the main attraction, locally with a recital by one Matteo Fedeli, and in New York, the Salome Chamber Orchestra playing lightweight repertoire to show off the instruments. Is that gold-burnished sound, full of light but not so much shade, a valid end in itself? The audible difference is huge in these Mendelssohn Violin Concerto recordings, first with Gil Shaham on his Strad, and then with Christian Tetzlaff on his modern instrument. Tetzlaff articulates a lighter, dance-like approach that's about sense as well as sound, rather than accessing a more ready-made tone from the violin. Such individualistic playing saves his Mendelssohn from seeming like a rerun. The increasing unattainability of strads, however unfortunate, is hardly tragic, as long as audiences are open to the alternative beauty of other violins.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.